Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discolly episode. It is April 4th, 2025. Just a little bit, well, not actually, just struck 11 a.m. in the morning, almost a little bit past 11 a.m. in the morning. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. It's always fun to start a new Discolly episode. I'm super excited to give you guys some new music today and talk about an artist and talk about an artist you might not know. But before I do get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh people. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is sunny. It's not too cold. It's not too warm. Like, you can just wear a hoodie if you want to, but if you run a little cold like me, might as well maybe throw on a little light jacket. But it's pretty nice weather, and I'm pretty excited to go on about my day today. So, yay! Last episode, it was Discolly's 50th episode special, so I had a little bit of a talk episode that day for you guys, where I kind of just talked about Discolly's history, I talked about how to get involved with radio, and I also kind of just went down memory lane and looked at some cool episodes that I did in the past. So that was really exciting, but now we are on to our 51st episode, and back to the original Discolly show layout. For those who are new here or have never heard of Discolly and how it works, basically, for about two-thirds of the show, I talk about a quote-unquote mainstream artist, someone who's pretty well-known. We go through one of their albums. We talk about their discography, their genres, their life, their career, the vinyl record pressings, the concerts, you name it. We do that for about two-thirds of the show. And then for about the rest of the third of the show, I talk about a pretty underground, a little bit less-known artist. I talk about their music. We kind of go through, if not one of the albums, we also go through various other music, just so that you guys can kind of get an introduction to who they are. And yeah, unfortunately today I do have to cut the show just a little bit short, just because I do have a class right after. It's a very important class. I don't have an exam, but I have a presentation, so I have to make sure I'm there on time. So yeah, that's basically how it works. So today we will be talking about Ravina. Now here's the thing, Ravina isn't really that well known. We're not talking like Lady Gaga, we're not talking Beyonce, we're also not talking like Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, like none of those like big names right now. I'm talking more of like a known, but like a not super known, as in like a has potential, kind of like a Ray before Ray actually blew up, kind of like that. Like, this is, we're talking 400,000 followers on Instagram. We're talking pretty low key music that nobody really knows, but the people who know, they know. But yeah, we're going to be talking about Ravina. Ravina is also known as Ravina Aurora. She was born September 20th, 1993, which makes her 31 years old, in Massachusetts, United States. She is a singer-songwriter, and she has been working in the music industry since 2012 and continues to do so right now. Her genres are pop, R&B, and experimental. She is under the label Warner Records. Her instruments of choice are her vocals, obviously, the piano, and the guitar. She released her first debut album in 2019 called Lucid, and then she released her following album in 2022 called Asha's Awakening, but I'm pretty sure it's Asha's Awakening. And then in 2024, just this past year, she released her next album called Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain, which is a phenomenal album. I got into Ravina only until up to her third album, Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain. That was when I was introduced to her. But I never really listened to Lucid or Asha's Awakening. So honestly, I might dabble into that and see what's up, because I love Where Butterflies Go in the Rain. The album that we will be doing today is obviously Where Butterflies Go in the Rain. It was released June 14th, 2024. It is under the genres of R&B and soul and jazz. Some influences of jazz, not main jazz, like we're talking Leve. We're also not talking jazz that's like very like classical jazz, not that kind, but you can really tell with the guitar. There's also like a double bass in the background of some of them. Also the type of rhythms and beats that they use. And then the two singles that were released off of this album are Lucky and Pluto. So some pretty cool singles that I will be actually playing for you guys today. I decided to actually start off with the first track off of the album, which is one of the singles that was released. It's called Pluto because I think it's just the perfect introduction to Ravina's music and who she is and what we can expect from her. So without further ado, we'll get straight into it because we have a lot of music to get through. So you're listening to Discali on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Ravina with Pluto.
To cry, it's been a few years since we had to say goodbye, but you reappear as a butterfly. It's not like Earthside's better, but some days I wish you were here. Some days the sun hits perfect on my face, and some days it's hidden ones in city housecapes. We took a day to remember how I wish you could see 28. Pushing 80 in a blue Camaro. New love got my mind up in Pluto. Watching smoke down in the clouds from the back.
Welcome back. I'm just showing you guys right now the transition between Pluto and Lucky. This is now Lucky playing in the background. But basically, there's a bunch of transitions on this album, which if you know me, you know that I love, love, love a good song-to-song transition. It's just, it kind of just adds a little added factor, especially if like both songs are going to kind of like match the same vibe, which we can clearly see here with Pluto and Lucky. It's just like you want to stay on the high of how much you enjoyed Pluto, and then the transition just kind of like eases you into the next song, and then you're still on that high, which is why I like transitions a lot. It can really like make an album so much better and bring it on to the next level. But yeah, that was Pluto by Ravina. The bass is so nice. The production is so well done. It's perfectly R&B. We also have, I'm not going to lie, some like definitely like Indian sounds from the Indian culture in there, and you'll actually notice that a lot throughout the whole album. I mean, Ravina herself, she is of Indian descent, and so she really incorporates that all throughout her music, which is really cool. I think you'll hear like a harp every now and then, if not like one. I don't exactly know like those like get like they're not guitars. I don't know the word for it, but various cultural instruments that are also brought into the production of the song, which is really cool, and adds like a little like a personal touch, you know, like a unique touch that not a lot of R&B has. I think also seeing Ravina be in R&B is really cool too, because usually R&B we related a lot with, since it was rooted within the black culture, African Americans. I think it's really cool to also see different cultures start to do it. Like I've also seen Latinx people do it, and just kind of seeing different cultures do their different perspectives on it. So yeah, that's really cool. But that was Pluto. I love Pluto. It's just so chill, but at the same time, it has a catchy melody, has a catchy lyrics. It's super fun to listen to. Moving on down the track list, after we have Lucky, we have the song Rise, which is actually the next song that I want to play for you guys. Oh my God, that literally rhymed. That's crazy. But yeah, without further ado, this is Rise by Ravina on Discali. Kiss and not to keep from playing. Selena with Rise. Definitely a bit on the longer side, but she truly shows you her capability when it comes to making music. Throughout the song, in the production, in the background, we can hear a saxophone, some trumpets, we can hear a soul choir, we can hear a piano. I feel like this song just truly shows that, like, that implementation of the jazz. It's so good, it's so chill, it's just feel-good music. Truly, I think this album is one of the best love albums released in 2024, in my opinion. This is also one of the albums that I did for Discalia's Projects of the Year, wrapping it up, I think, when I wrote it in December 30th, 31st-ish, if you want to get to know, familiarize yourself a little bit more with my opinion on this album. It's definitely a really good one. I want to move on to the next song, but before I do, I want to talk about the vinyl record pressings. She released two pressings for the vinyl. There was a dark navy blue-ish, and then there was a clear, crystal clear, like translucent one. And then the cover photo of it is just like of her hiding behind some flowers. I don't exactly know what specific flower it is. It looks like an orchid, but I don't think it's an orchid. But it's like these really nice pink flowers. It's a very beautiful album cover for sure, which makes this album, you know, just makes it like 100 times better. Good album cover, good album. What else could you ask for? But yeah, going down the track list after Rise, we have Every Color. We have Baby Mama. We have June Bug featuring JPEG Mafia, which was a bit of a crazy little feature. And then we have the next song that I want to play is called Lose My Focus. This will be the last song that I play off the album just because she has one more song. It's a single that isn't part of the album, but it's also really cool. And it's called, I think, Sun Don't Leave Me. Yeah, Sun Don't Leave Me that she just released. Depending on time, I'll see if I can add one more Ravina song. Maybe we'll do Lose My Focus, and we'll do maybe Kid or Smile For Me. We'll see. But without further ado, you're listening to Discalia on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Lose My Focus by Ravina.
Can't overlook this stupid, can't overwait for you, can't overlook my focus, Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
All right, welcome back. That was Ravina with Lose My Focus. That was the song that kind of not took off, but did really, really well because she later released the deluxe version of her album, and it came with Lose My Focus featuring Umi, which Umi is another UMI, by the way, for those who wanted to know. UMI, who is also an R&B artist, so they did a collaboration there for a feature. And then Lose My Focus, which is the Priyanka remix, which is just like a remix. But yeah, so that's Lose My Focus. Super vibey, super bass heavy, super groovy too. It's just such a fun song to relax to and listen to and take, you know, some time off. I wanted to talk also a little bit about her concert. So Ravina actually announced, let me see when she announced it, but she announced the tour, Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain tour. And I actually came across, her announcing this tour because one, I follow her, but also, it showed up under Timber concerts. I saw the poster on, one of like the sidewalk, what do you call it? Light buttons, like the buttons to press the light. And I saw that she was coming. She's coming April 30th to Vancouver. She's coming to the Commodore Ballroom. If it's not the Commodore, it's the Vogue. But I'm pretty sure it's the Commodore Ballroom. She's coming on April 30th, which is 26 days away. So pretty soon. She's kicking off her tour there. And she has the support of Renau. Featuring special guest Lightning Bug. So that's pretty cool. But I'm so excited. And funny enough, I entered the contest giveaway, like ticket giveaway, under Timber Concerts, and I won. So you will be seeing me there at Ravina Aurora's concert here in Vancouver, and I'll be bringing a friend of mine. So that'll be so exciting. I'm literally so excited. But yeah, that's basically the songs that I wanted to play for you guys off of her album. I'm debating if I want to... You know what? Maybe I'll just play the songs that I had planned just because I do... Yeah, we're a little bit short on time today. Apologies. But the next song that I want to play for you guys is called Sun Don't Leave Me. This is off of her deluxe. It's technically like a single that later made it onto the deluxe. But yeah, just going on the track from Lose My Focus, we have We Should Not Move Somewhere Beautiful featuring Arima Adera, Kid, 16 Candles featuring Ganavia, Smile For Me, Afternoon Tea with Auroras. It's like an interlude. I think it's like her mom and her having tea, and it's kind of like a little talking interlude. Little Bird, Water, and then we have Sun Don't Leave Me. I shall try my best in censoring the song. I do want to say that it does say it's explicit. When I find the lyric, I will quickly censor it as much as I can. If not, I just wanted to give a little advisory, but I do want to play the song for you guys because it is a beautiful song. Without further ado, this is Ravina with Sun Don't Leave Me.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. This is the end of Son Don't Leave Me by Ravina. What a beautiful song. I think the production is so light. It's so airy. It's so calming, tranquil. It just really wraps up the album with a little bow, which is really cool. But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me with our Artist of the Week. That was Ravina Aurora for you guys who want to kind of listen to the album a bit more. That's definitely what you can expect. The entire album is that vibe. It's that like calm, while reassuring kind of feeling, kind of also like a nostalgic feeling. It's about love. It's about family love. It's about platonic love. You name it, it's a love album, and it's worth taking a listen 100%. But now moving on to our discovered artist of the week, we have, God, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Aquila, A-Q-Y-I-L-A, Aquila. Her full name is Tahira Aquila Duff. She's a Canadian actress and R&B singer from Toronto, Ontario. So she's Canadian. She is a, I think, three-time or two-time Juno Award winner. And she just released her debut album, Falling Into Place, March 28th of this year. So, kid you not, a week ago. Funny story, and I just want to do a quick little story. I actually attended the Juno. I attended the Juno Awards here in Vancouver this past Sunday, and it was a phenomenal experience. I got to be on the orange carpet, the Skip the Dishes orange carpet. I got to kind of walk around, take some photos, and I was there with my friend, and she was doing a little interview, and right beside her was Aquila, and she caught my attention immediately just because of her phenomenal and gorgeous dress that she was wearing. It was so, so beautiful. And then she later went on to perform at the Junos as one of the performers after winning, I think, Best Contemporary R&B Album or Best R&B Album. I'm unsure, but she killed it. She made me fall in love. I started listening to her music. It was so good. And then I posted about her performance on my story on Instagram, and she liked it and reposted it. I literally screamed. I was like, oh my God, this is phenomenal. She's such a sweet person. I love her so much, and I can't wait to see what she has in store for us in the future. But yeah, I want to introduce to you guys Aquila and her recent debut, or as Album Music likes to describe it, a silky debut from Toronto R&B singer Aquila, Falling Into Place. The first song that I want to play for you guys is called Breathless. So without further ado, this is Aquila on Discali. You're listening to Breathless.
Another round, and this to the aside, your time. is steam up, boy, better keep up. Not here to tease ya. Ooh, hey. It's been so long since someone felt familiar. Take me beyond the unknown, yeah.
Are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone? Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on, baby.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, welcome back. That was Akila with Breathless. For those who also don't know, this section of my show, I usually also go blind into it, so I don't listen that much to the music, so I can give like my raw first opinion on the song. I love it. I really like the smoothness in her voice. The smoothness in her voice. I really like that kind of soothing effect that she has. I really like how she's going for like a chill R&B. It's kind of giving me a little bit of like Jhené Aiko. It's giving me like the kind of like more of like the ballads that Summer Walker gives us. It's giving very much like Kiana Ledé. It's giving Umi. Glad to add one more artist to the roster to listen to, right? But yeah, that was Breathless. The next song that I want to play for you guys is actually called Sunshine. Also, funny enough about the cover of the album, it actually has butterflies all over it, which I thought was really cool because it relates a lot to Ravina and how like where the butterflies go in the rain. But without further ado, this is Akila with Sunshine.
Private party, VIP.
darling, when I'm feeling low, you complete me. Truly save me. You're my sunshine.
Back. That was Sunshine by Akila. Sorry, I'm still trying to like make sure I don't mispronounce that name. Apologies. We were going into the next song. I was like grooving so much that I forgot that this song is 2 minutes and 25 seconds. It's not that long. So I was just like, you know, chilling, doing my vibe. And then next thing I know, it's like, it's over. So apologies for the little break there. But love Sunshine, love her voice. Truly, it is a very beautiful voice. Something that you can notice in the difference in this type of R&B is that this one's a little bit more leaning to like a, how can I say it? Like kind of like a sexy production, while Ravina was leaning to a more like calm, groovy, tranquil, very cultural leaning. This one's more leaning to like your more typical R&B. I would call Ravina's, I would call Akila's contemporary R&B, and I would call Ravina's R&B like an experimental R&B, especially with those like cultural sounds that she implements in her music. The next song that I want to play for you guys is actually called Focus, which I know we listened to a song called Lose My Focus by Ravina. This one is Focus by Akila. So without further ado, this is Focus by Akila on Discali.
I need your touch, I need your mind, I need your future and your present all the time. If that's too much, leave me behind. I'm moving forward until all the stars align. I'm not settling. Your baby, I'm gonna need it all night. Spring, summer, fall.
All right, welcome back. That's Focus by Akilah. Definitely a little bit more leaning into the heavy production R&B, especially with that auto-tune or voice effects that she has going on. So a little bit more like Summer Walker, definitely with like Still Over It, 100%. Maybe even arguably a little bit of Kalani. So yeah, that's pretty cool. One more thing that I wanted to say before I do leave, because we have arrived to the end of Discully's episode today. I'm going to play one more song by Akilah to sign us off, and that will be like the transition to the end of the show. But before I do leave, I want to announce that up next at noon, right at 12 p.m., we have Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around for that. It's always a fun time with Dave. But yeah, I'll see you guys next week with another Discully episode. I have a very fun interview lined up for you guys. It's going to be a fun time. I think I have about, 20 minutes worth of an interview, which should be pretty cool. And you'll be catching me mid, like literally the day before my final exams. I have so many final exams, so I'm going to be stressed. But I do this with pleasure, and I do this with so much love. So this will be like my nice little study break. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, signing off today, that was Ravina Aurora and Akilah as part of our artists for today. And I'll see you guys next week with another Discully episode. This next song by Akilah is called Most Wanted. This will sign us off, and I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy your weekend.
Run, run, run. My love ain't got you on the run. Run and run. You wanna see this through? Whoa, one on one. But then calls on me 911. I'm a loaded gun. You know you like it too. Sun's opening hotter. Yeah, you won't beg what you wanna. You wanna see me up the altar? Yeah, take you straight to Nirvana. You're hoping for more, waiting for my heart's open door. Feelings getting hard to ignore.
Call me like a thief in the night. Something that you need in your life. 911, yeah. I'm calling.
Coming like a thief in the night. You know this is something that can leave in your life. Coasting on an outlaw vibe. I know I can feed your mind. Catching me might take some time, but take your time and treat me right. Oh, push on me like teach me how to bump and grind. Start off fast and grow up time. Come show me what you can do. Sun's opening hotter, yeah. You won't beg what you wanna. You wanna see me at the altar, yeah. Take you straight to Nirvana. I know that you're hoping for more. Waiting for my heart's open door. Feelings getting hard to ignore.
Coming like a thief in the night. Something that you need in your life. 911, I'm calling. Yeah. Criminal, she's most wanted. Coming like a thief in the night. You know this is something that you need in your life.
Trying to catch me, but she can't.